أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وكلما عاهدوا أحدا نبذه فريق منهم بل أكثرهم لا يؤمنون. In the previous ayat, we read where the kufr, where the Jewish people, the Bani Israel, said they don't want to believe in the Quran Sharif because it was Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam had brought it. But this was just an excuse that they had made. Allah Ta'ala says in the next ayat, when they asked for some signs, Allah said, we have given Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam so many miracles, clear signs of his nubuwwat. But these people who just don't want to believe are the wrongdoers and transgressors, and then they just look for excuses not to believe. Whereas the signs of Islam, even now at this moment, are so clear that any person who looks with just an objective eye will clearly see the truthfulness of Islam and will accept Islam. Amongst that, one other great evil of theirs, Allah Ta'ala says, وَكُلَّمَا عَاهَدُ عَهْدًا نَبَذَهُ فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمْ. کیا جب کبھی بھانڈی کوئی قرار تو توڑ دیتے ہیں اس کو, that whenever they make some agreement, then they break that agreement and that promise of theirs. This was also an inherent thing among them. Whenever they made any promises, any agreement they entered into, they would break those promises and those agreements. And over they did this. So that was also one great evil besides the others. This was just Allah is making it clear that they are just making excuses about Jibreel alayhi salam, etc. Otherwise, basically, it was just that their prejudice, their jealousy, and the hatred, or that they did not want to accept Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the Rasul of Allah and the Quran as the final kitab of Allah Ta'ala. Further, Allah Ta'ala says, بَلْ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ, بَلْكَ ان میں اکثر یقین نہیں کرتے. But the vast majority of them don't even believe in the Torah. Therefore, breaking promises is small compared to the very fact that they don't even believe in the Torah. And yeah, we should take a great lesson like that. Outwardly, they claim very much that they believe in the Torah and that they are followers of the Torah. But in the Torah was also the agreement that when the final Nabi will come, and his signs were made very clear to them in the Torah. And when they came and they saw those signs, they even broke that promise of theirs. So when they don't believe, this is proof that they don't believe in the Torah also. So if they don't believe in the Torah, which is a very major thing, then where can they be expected that they are going to upkeep their promises? Yeah, for us to take a lesson, we also make lot of promises. And we have made with Allah Ta'ala a promise also, أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ. Allah asked, if I am I not your Rabb, your nourisher, your sustainer? And then, yeah, how many of us really keep up to that, that Allah is my nourisher, Allah is my sustainer? To earn our rosy and to choose the means to earn rosy is 100% correct. But if our means are haram, then why do we still persist on that? Do we believe that that means is going to give us our rosy? And even when it is halal, to have yaqeen on the means, that is also haram. We cannot have yaqeen that the means are giving me, my shop is giving me my rosy, my job is giving me my rosy. We make effort, but it is a sabab, it is a means. The giver of rosy is only Allah Ta'ala. And then we have also, by accepting Islam, made the promise of making our 5 times namaz. How many of us keep up to that also? How many of us in our dealings with one another, forget anyone else, how many promises we make to the wife and we don't fulfill those promises? Well, with other people in our business transactions, which is unfortunately common, that many of our Muslim people, when our business transactions, how we go back on our word, how we break our promises. So this was a thing which was in the Jewish people. We are warned against that. And as far as believing, they did not believe really. Though they claimed, and to make themselves happy, they thought that they believe in the Torah. But the analysis of it shows that they did not believe in the Torah. We also are happy, and we would like to be counted amongst those people who believe in the Quran Sharif. But for example, the capital punishment in Islam about cutting off hands, stoning to death, etc., for the various crimes, how many of us will accept it? How many of us will find fault with it? And now with the new laws of the government, as far as marriages are concerned, inheritance and the shares of the woman folk in marriages are concerned, how many of us will follow the Quran Sharif? And how many of us will follow the law of the land and the rulings of the courts? So yeah, also we have to see how much we renegade, and really how much have we got iman on the Quran Sharif. Like that we all claim, but if we analyze it, we will see that we are very weak in this also. About 40-50 years ago, a survey was done in Australia about the priest, whether they really believe in the Bible. And it was an astonishing revelation that the vast majority only are priests as a profession, but they themselves don't have yaqeen and believe on the Bible. We must also check ourselves on those lines, that how much do we really adhere to the teachings of the Quran, and how much do we do our own things, and we just try and find somehow, somewhat, some proof of the some ayat, obscure proof, and we make ourselves happy that I'm doing my things according to the Quran. But how much are we really submitting to the Quran and the teachings of the Quran? Yeah, we can keep ourselves happy, but the results in the akhirat, it must not be that that report is a different report. And there we cannot rectify anything. May Allah guide us and take lessons from the Quran, what it is teaching, and all of us have to check ourselves and see where do we stand with making our promises, how much do we upkeep them, and with regard to the true belief on the Quran Sharif, how much do we really believe in it. And this is a very important matter. It is to do with our qaid. So we should see to this, and we should try and correct ourselves.